With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Roses are red, violets are blue. Most flowers smell nice, but not all of them do. And that's especially true for a rare tropical flower at the UC Santa Cruz Arboretum. KAZU's Jeremiah Edding has the story on how the corpse flower raised quite a stink.
You know how most flowers smell sweet to attract pollinators like bees and butterflies? Well, in the tropical rainforests of Indonesia on the island of Sumatra, a unique plant evolved with a bit of a different approach.
It smells like roadkill, yeah.
A rotten egg.
It's got like a moist death smell to it.
Those are the voices of a few botanically curious onlookers who crowded into the UC Santa Cruz Arboretum this week to catch a whiff of the rare and endangered corpse flower. It's unlike any other flower in the world. It can reach a height of 12 feet tall. Corpse flower requires a full decade to bloom, but once it does, the flower and its stench only lasts for a few days. And as you just heard, it absolutely reeks.
People have said it's the worst smell they've ever smelled, and it's very intense.
That's Martin Quigley, the executive director of the Arboretum.
Every insect for miles will smell the smell of rotting meat with a layer of sh** and some vomit and some dead fish too.
So forget bees and butterflies. Think flies and beetles. The corpse flower attracts insects that lay their eggs in rotten meat. The intense smell draws them inside the flower like a magnet. By the time the insects realize there's actually no meat, they're already covered in pollen.
All about sex and lust, and the lust and the desire to eat red meat.
The Arboretum received its corpse flower a decade ago, and that means this year it was finally ready to bloom. Its nickname? Big Ed. Social media exploded with anticipation as the flower grew between 4 and 6 inches a day. Speculation ran wild about when the flower would actually bloom. Last Friday, it looks like Big Ed was ready for showtime. Apparently, in Santa Cruz at least, humans are what the stinky plant attracts the most. One of the flower fans was Kate Garrett.
I mean, who isn't going to come for like a flower that smells like death and only blooms every 10 years?
Like many other visitors, she was there out of sheer morbid curiosity.
I've also worked in a cadaver lab, so I'm definitely here to test the veracity of the claims of how much this actually is going to smell like corpses.
But the festive Friday night flower crowd was in for disappointment. Something was off, and it wasn't the smell of a blooming corpse flower. Even I was disappointed.
Oh, man. What a bummer.
Less than 24 hours later, the Arboretum proclaimed the corpse flower was, quote, truly a corpse. They even planned an autopsy. It seemed all hope was lost. But then, 2 days later, the stench began to rise, and the corpse flower was revived.
It's pretty miraculous.
Arboretum director Martin Quigley.
Everybody was whining about how muggy it was, but that was just what it needed.
Quigley says the recent warm weather awakened the comatose flower for all to smell. Jamie Cutter, a lecturer at UC Santa Cruz, standing downwind of the just awful smelling plant, says she's wanted to see a corpse flower her whole life.
I was heartbroken when I heard that this one might not be blooming, and I've just been hopefully checking social media every day in case it accidentally bloomed, even though they thought it wouldn't, and I almost cried this morning. I was so excited.
It's a feeling shared by the corpse flower's self-proclaimed godfather, Lincoln Taze. He and his wife convinced the Arboretum to take in the corpse flower a decade ago. He's waited 10 years for this moment.
A mixture of relief and elation. Yeah, and transcendence, you know, transcendent happiness.
For Taze, the widespread excitement over such a stinky flower did nothing short of strengthen his faith in humanity.
There's something about living things that we are drawn to and care about. And if we could only translate this into some sort of universal feeling for the environment, the world would be a better place.
Sometimes it seems nature needs to make a stink to remind us all to care. Jeremiah Edding, KAZU News.